Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, dealing with a motor neuron disease diagnosis, what exactly does it entail and what supports are out there for people? Lorraine Kelly Donnelly from Garristown in North County Dublin is with me in studio today, as is her husband Cormac. You're both very welcome. Thanks very much for joining us today in the programme. Lorraine, will you just explain, first of all, when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on the 30th of July last year.
Okay.
A bit of background. Last January 30th, I got a cramp in my hand. And that's what kind of started everything. Cormac had said to me, Lorraine, you're still, you know, playing with that hand. Go to the doctor. Mm. I went to the doctor the following Friday, which was the 7th of February, was admitted into Beaumont for 2 weeks. And they gave me lots of tests, but no, there was no clear result.
Mm. But you went in with a cramp, basically.
With a cramp in my left hand.
Yeah, and nobody would probably think from that.
No, not even the slightest explanation or anything. You thought maybe a mini stroke or something like that, something simple, but it turned out to be a lot worse than that.
Yeah. So how long did it take then, Lorraine, to get that diagnosis?
So I had lots of tests within the 2 weeks. Beaumont were amazing. But there was no clear diagnosis at that point. Mm. In June last year, they called me back and redid a nerve study. And then those results led to my diagnosis on the 30th of July.
Of July last year. So it's now, you know, I suppose, what, nine months or so?
9 months, on. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you dealing with it?
I'm the type of person who needs to keep busy.
Yeah.
I have had amazing support from family, community and the IMNDA and my work colleagues. I love going to work every day, so I'm still doing that. And that has kept me on the straight and narrow. Mm. It's difficult at times, but if I'm busy, I feel okay.
Yeah.
I've had to make lots of adjustments. Little things like tying my shoelaces, blow drying my hair, basic things. And I've had to learn to accept help. It's not something I'm very good at. Cormac will tell you that.
That's for sure.
But it's very much one day at a time. Motor neurons is different for every single person.
What exactly? Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, about MND and I suppose in the form even that Lorraine, that you have?
Obviously, there's four different types of MND. I have ALS. I'm not going to try pronounce it started in my left hand and it's a neurological disorder where it eats away at your muscles. Mm-hmm. It's affected my left hand at the moment.
Okay.
It sometimes affects my voice when I'm tired. I'm a lot quieter now, people say. But that's where it is now.
Mm.
And no one knows how long as each person is.
The kind of the prog, you know, the shape that it might take or the prognosis of it. And I'm thinking, you know, Cormac, even for yourself and, you know, obviously over the last couple of months, Lorraine talks about the adaptations to kind of life and, you know, the small changes maybe that you make in your home. But I'm sure for anybody who's, you know, a family member has been diagnosed with MND, like, what kind of advice would you have for people in terms of the signs or symptoms to even to look out for?
Well, I suppose maybe we didn't really think that it was something wrong, really, only that, you know, through the hospital, the Beaumont, who have been absolutely amazing for us and for me as well. Like, even when I go in, they ask me, how are you? Like, and like most men, we just say, oh, we're grand. But like they say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how grand are you? You know, that sort of way, they're look out for us. And I know that Lorraine is diagnosed, but it affects us an awful lot as well. Sometimes the people around are more affected. I know that for 3 or 4 months I probably didn't want to talk to anybody because it upset me too much just talking about it. But now we're kind of come to grips with it a bit. And the people of Garriston and Oldtown have been just amazing, really. The last couple of weeks, they're bringing out the drink tea for MMD and they've just gone out of their way to help us. And like, without them and without our family, and I know that I could get, if it, money was able to sort it out, it would. But in actual fact, there's really not a great deal anybody can do. But the support that MMD have given me, as well as Lorraine, like organising a carers course, for example, has been so important
really
to me. Now, I haven't started it yet. It starts in April. But something like that, the funding that goes into that, it helps me to cope with, you know, we have teenage kids, which they need, you know, their
support
dinner every
and
evening.
Care and
to wash the clothes. They need, you know, lifts to here and everywhere. And but they need support as well. And I suppose through the MMD, they help us with
they'll
all that
in,
sort of.
In
they
that
just,
way.
Don't just help the patient, they help the family.
Which is great.
It's very important.
Yes, they have been amazing. When I got diagnosed, it was, you have MMD. I go, but at that point, they let us settle in. But I had known people with MND previously, and I knew about the IMNDA. But the first thing I did on the day I was diagnosed was register with them.
Okay.
And like they have, like the stats are, there's 470 patients living in Ireland with MND. Like, there's 7 to 8 nurses for the whole country.
Right.
I have a dedicated nurse that I can message, text, just have for guidance.
Yeah.
I'm okay right now.
Yeah.
I don't need her a lot, but I do need her for guidance and help. She'll link between me and Bowman Hospital. If I need any support, she's there.
Kind of like a liaison person,
absolutely,
really.
Absolutely,
yeah, which is great.
She came out, spoke to us, told us little bits, told us where to get help. Like, they offer counselling services. They offer alternative reflexology. Lots of little bits and pieces that have been amazing. And like, there is lots of medical help as well. I don't need it right now,
but
I know
the future,
it's there.
If needed.
And like I've always said, I decide to step up for the campaign because if I can help one person and educate people that the IMNDA are there to support, it'll be worthwhile.
And this is the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. They're looking for people across the country to, well, I think it's kind of put the kettle on, isn't it, Cormac? And host a tea party this month. And it's all part of the Drink Tea for MND campaign. And that is what's, you know, really facilitated in helping you and Lorraine and the family.
There's all over the country, they're doing the Drink Tea for MND. And we had one couple in Garriston and in Oldtown. And there's another one next Sunday morning in Garriston. And it's just very important. The money all goes to the MMDA and they help us, you know, cope through a difficult situation. And we were just amazed, like the last few weeks, that people, even we didn't know there was a queue outside the local hall in Garriston to support the organisation and support us, I suppose, in some way.
And I presume anybody can host one of the mornings,
anyone
a bit like the coffee
host.
Mornings.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah,
you can do it in your own kitchen. You can do it in a club, a workplace, when whatever suits you. You can just do it yourself and donate. One thing as well, that I'm currently undergoing 4 different trials.
Okay.
They're all funded by the MNDA. Now, they're dietary physiotherapy,
through Trinity College.
Through Trinity, yeah. So, funding those trials will gather data to ensure that, you know, there's no cure. There's one medication that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hopeful that with research, they will continue to develop and help people in the future.
So it's kind of critical research, isn't it, that people perhaps with family members sign up?
Yeah, it's the only disease that they really haven't got a handle on yet because it's a neurological disease, and it just is, you know, a lot of other, they've come up with solutions for other things, even Parkinson's and some of the other mental problems is starting to get a handle on it, but this one it seems to be still.
Well, I suppose it's why the critical research is so vital, isn't it?
Absolutely. I work for a pharmaceutical company who have been amazing support as well. And I'm very much aware that research and development is critical in ensuring that we advance this research and medication and support.
In supporting families and like yourself, Lorraine, into the future in whatever shape or form that takes as well. For people maybe interested in signing up, you're encouraged to do so. It's part of the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. As the guys mentioned, it's IMNDA. You can get details at drinktformnd.ie. That's where
absolutely
people can get more
and
info.
You can continue to have tea parties right after Easter, right into April. It will be open until whenever it suits you.
It's a lovely thing to do. Listen, it's lovely to meet you both, and thanks very much for coming into us today. Look after yourself, Lorraine, as well. It sounds like
thanks
you have
great
for
help having us
home and all with you. So thanks so much for taking the time. That's Lorraine Kelly Donnelly, her husband Cormac from Garristown in North County Dublin. As I said, the details you can get them. It's drinktformnd.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.